Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 is joined today by the band Air Traffic Controller. We've got Dave, Casey, and Steve on the line. Their third album, Black Box, is out now, and we're going to learn about that and a couple of the songs that we've been playing over here at KX93.5. So good morning, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So where are you all now?
Boston. We're home. We're leaving for our tour on Saturday.
Cool. And I know, you know, we're all the way over here in Southern California, and we're not going to see exactly a full tour date from you. Casey, I know you're playing an acoustic gig on July 26th, so the band lets you get away for that in L.A.
Yep. I'm very excited to be in L.A.
So do you do that often? Do you separate and play acoustically?
We actually don't. This is going to be my first time doing that, so I'm kind of nervous and excited, but I'll be in L.A. for a little while, and I'm just excited to get to play.
Well, we're loving the new single Warrior. That's the one we've been giving the most spins here on our radio station, which you're the singer of, Casey. Can you get one of you tell us kind of what that song is about?
So I wrote that song when I was in college, actually, and it was kind of at the end of a long relationship that was not ending in the best way. The person that I was ending the relationship with was kind of telling me, I know this is hard, but you're strong, so you'll get through it. And I just remember being like, that is not what I feel like right now. You can't tell me that. It's not fair. And so that's kind of where the song came from, just like that kind of place of desperation where I'm like, don't say that to me. It's not fair.
Yeah.
And then bring it. Yeah, that was the first song we brought in the studio of mine for this record, and so it was kind of exciting to see a turn from an acoustic ballad into the recording that you hear now.
Yeah, don't call me a warrior. I relate completely to that, just not wanting the person who broke up with you to be the one supporting you in that situation. That's backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
How's the response been, you know, to that track or maybe to House or to the album in general since you guys released it in March?
Pretty amazing, really. I know after when we finished playing Warrior, it just turns into this big epic thing that people are just kind of shocked. I think we usually just tuck it in the middle of the set, and we have a bunch of fun songs like The House, and people are kind of jumping around, singing along, and having fun. And then we kind of hit them with Warrior, and I just always see people a little bit shocked in the audience, and by the end of the song, they just kind of erupt with applause. It's really something. So I think the response has been amazing.
Well, if not only at your live shows, which look very high energy, your Spotify, for example, I mean, is completely blown up, something like over 15 million plays on Spotify. So your digital presentation is quite strong, too.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been working on that. I don't know. Have we?
It just worked. Whatever you did worked, so good job. Let's talk about the song The House, which, of course, is kind of the more upbeat single that we've heard from you in the past 6 months. I love it. I relate to it because, you know, my house was the house that everybody hung out at in high school.
Cool.
As well. So you tell your whole childhood story in a song, which is really unique. I mean, very rarely do we hear that or anything that personal. So what inspired you to write that?
My folks, really. I wanted to write a song for them, and I actually kind of wrote the song a few times in different styles, and then that one, it just seems so quirky and fun, and although the lyrics are so specific, I guess people seem to really get it, and we get so many people coming to us saying, you know, that was my house too, or you know, everybody growing up had that place they all would that, you know, and it was just cool to be able to write something so specific about myself and then have people get it like that. So, and even the video, it's like a whole nother story, other than, you know, different from mine, but still something people can latch on to, which I don't know, that's kind of the whole my whole reason for wanting to be a songwriter is to connect with people in that way.
And then talk about how you guys kind of share the lead singing responsibilities. You know, Casey and Dave, it sounds like you each write songs and then bring them to the band. How do you decide who's going to sing what?
I think whoever wrote it gets to sing it usually. This is the first album that we've really taken it to this level of sharing lead roles on the record, and I just love it. I think we did it on a couple songs on the last record, and I just think that the success that brought, the response and everything, kind of encouraged us to just do it more, to the degree where Casey is standing on her own on half this record with her songs and her voice, and there's a lot more duets, and we're just really proud of where it's gone.
Finally, I want to touch on the name of the band, which is pretty literal. Dave, you were actually an air traffic controller, and then you named your band that, which admittedly makes it very hard to Google, but you probably know that.
Yeah, it was a concern, the Google thing, but then our producer really encouraged that we ignore the Google factor when coming up with a band name. He's like, that's lame if you're worried about Google. So, but it's cool. We actually have a lot of air traffic controller fans out there that kind of stumbled on us because they're air traffic controllers. So it's working
out. How funny. I think you're the only band in history to like reach out to that community specifically.
Exactly. Niche.
Right. Well, like I mentioned, we love the new songs. The new album Black Box is out now from Air Traffic Controller. And then finally, is there a place you'd like people to go to get that or to follow you on social media and all that stuff?
AirTrafficControllerMusic.com has everything. And if you're just looking on the socials, we call ourselves ATC Music.
Steve, Casey, and Dave of Air Traffic Controller, thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.